This January, changes in federal law made it illegal to unlock cell phones. It's great news for phone companies who like people to be locked into one carrier. But Kiera Butler, senior editor at Mother Jones, says it's bad news for the environment. KUOW's Ross Reynolds spoke earlier with Kiera Butler, and she started out by explaining the differences between locked and unlocked phones.
Actually, when you get a phone these days, all of your phones are locked. It's impossible to get an unlocked phone. It used to be that through an exemption to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, it was really easy to unlock that phone, and if you wanted, you could switch it over to another carrier. But last year, the U.S. Copyright Office decided that it wouldn't grant an exemption to the DMCA, which it had always granted before. So now it's actually illegal to download that code and unlock your phone, thereby making it possible for you to switch that phone to another carrier.
Is there anybody following that law, even though it's illegal? I see a lot of blog posts about cool things you can do when you unlock your phone, ways you can customize it. Is the law being taken seriously?
I can't really comment on that. I don't really know what people are doing.
Right.
But you know, one of the reasons that this law is a problem is that it makes it really hard for companies that that use old phones in bulk for charity purposes. So, you know, if you donate your old phone to one of these organizations, then it could take hundreds of these. And if it were legal, then it could unlock them and then send them to a country or a particular group, an NGO that needs to put these phones in people's hands.
Okay. So it's bad for charities to make it illegal to unlock phones because they could use these phones and put them to good purpose. But you're also concerned about this being bad news for the environment. Why do you think so?
Well, if you can't unlock your phone and reuse it, then you're more likely to either throw it away or put it in a drawer and buy a new phone. So you kind of have these double problems. One is the problem of phones in landfills. Phones have a lot of toxic elements that can leach into groundwater and create other environmental problems. And then you also have the need for more phones to be manufactured. And the manufacturing of these phones can also create environmental problems. For example, there are rare earths in phones, and the mining of rare earths and the refining of those elements can actually create radioactive waste.
Finally, Kiera, I've seen ads. If you want to get rid of your cell phone, you can sell it to someone, your used cell phone. Is this law making it illegal to unlock cell phones kind of shut down that secondary market also?
That's one of the problems, yes, exactly.
So because you can't unlock your phone, you kind of have a tendency to throw it into the landfill instead. And I could see how this would happen. Is there any documentation that it is happening?
Well, we do know that a huge amount of phones get thrown away. And
right.
Also, we know that people are keeping their phones for a really short amount of time.
Kiera Butler is the senior editor at Mother Jones. Thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate it.